In the gospel reading tonight, our Lord tells us at the very end of the gospel that many are called, but few are chosen. That's rather contrary to the fake gospel that is being preached these days, that everyone goes to heaven. It's the gospel of universal salvation. And while we can understand the basic principle behind it, it's fake. The principle is that because God is infinitely merciful, he's just going to be merciful to us, and he's going to let us all into heaven. God is also infinitely just, and God has given to each one of us a free will, and he is not going to violate our free will, ever. So if we have used our free will to reject him, if we have used our free will to essentially say, I don't want to go to heaven, he's not going to force us to go to heaven. His mercy is there, absolutely. Right to the very last breath that we take, his mercy is there. He told Faustina that he gives to every dying person three opportunities to repent. So again, the mercy is there. But once you die, there is no opportunity to repent. Once your soul leaves your body, you cannot change your mind. And so this idea that somehow or another, when we stand before him, then we will repent. No, when we stand before him, we might be sorry, but we're not going to repent, because we can't at that point. Remember, our Lord told us that we would become like the angels. Didn't say we would become angels, because we don't. We're human. We will always be human. We will never be angels. But we become like the angels because we become pure spirit at that point. While we wait for the body to rise from the dead, which will take place only on the very last day of the world, in the meantime, the soul is there, pure spirit. And outside of the body, the soul cannot change its mind. We become like the angels. The angels, when they make a decision, make it with their entire being, which is why the angels only had one opportunity to make a choice. There was no opportunity to repent because they can't. That's the piece that people need to understand. It is not possible for them to do so because they made the choice with their whole being. In our bodies, it is very difficult for us to make any choice with our whole being. But once the soul leaves the body, at that point, there is no turning it back. There is no changing of the mind. And so it is only in this life that we can do that. So the mercy of God, which indeed is infinite, thanks be to him, is there for every single person on the face of the earth if they will only repent, if they will only turn to him. But it's not a guarantee that just because the mercy is there for everybody, that everyone is going to accept it. So we have to use our free will, but we have to make the choice in this life. So many indeed are called. Indeed, every single person on the face of the earth, God has called to be a saint. He has called them to go to heaven. Look around. There aren't a lot of people that are answering. It seems like we don't really want it. And so that's where we all have to make a choice. We cannot just sit back and assume that we're in like Flint. No problem for me. I'm going straight to heaven. Not necessarily. When we heard St. Paul say, with all that St. Paul did, and he said in the reading today, lest after preaching to others, I myself would be rejected. Even St. Paul's not saying, hey, I'm going straight to heaven. I'm in. There's no problem. I believe in Jesus. I'm out preaching. I'm in. No, he's saying he could lose his salvation. So can we. Unless we've got our prayer life in order, unless we are striving to live according to the commandments, that's the only way. And so we need to make sure we keep up our prayer life. We need to be praying for others so that in that love for souls that we can help them to be brought to conversion so they can be saved. We don't want anybody to go to hell. But if somebody wants to choose it and they refuse to repent, God will accept our free will. He will always uphold our free will. So that's why we have to choose heaven. Not just say, well, yeah, I guess I'd rather go there than hell. No kidding. But are we going to live it? Are we going to choose it? Are we going to put that choice into practice? That's what he's looking for now from us. And so we have indeed been called. The question is the choice. The choice is ours to choose Christ. And then when we stand before him, then he chooses us at that point. Well done, good and faithful servant, I hope is what every one of us will hear. But we will hear that only if we have first chosen him.